Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show: Reagan and Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Dunavant Insurance. I think I mentioned last time that I'm a member of a couple of book clubs via Facebook. It is a really good way to get suggestions for books that I might otherwise overlook. One such book is The Stationery Shop by Merjan Kamali. It jumps back and forth between Tehran in the 1950s and Massachusetts in the 2010s. This sad, sweet, well-written story features a young couple who meet and fall in love in a stationery shop in Tehran in 1953. Roya is a dreamy, idealistic teenager living in Iran's political upheaval of the time. She finds a literary oasis in kindly Mr. Fakhri's neighborhood shop, which is stocked with books and pens and bottles of jewel-colored ink. Handsome young Bachman has a passion for justice and a love for Rumi's poetry. When she meets him, Roya immediately loses her heart. Their romance blossoms, and the little stationery shop is their favorite meeting place. They come from different circles, and Bachman's greedy, socially ambitious mother tries every way she can to separate the young lovers. She had already picked out the perfect wife for her son and does not want to compromise. But Roya and Bachman are determined to go ahead with their plans. On the day before they're to be married, Roya agrees to meet Bachman at the town square, but then violence erupts as a result of the coup d'etat that will forever change Iran's future. In the chaos, Bachman never shows up. For weeks, Roya desperately tries to find him, but to no avail. With her heart broken, she moves on to college in California, and she meets and marries another man and ends up building a life in New England with him. Over 60 years later, an accident of fate leads Roya back to Bachman and offers her a chance to ask him the questions that have haunted her for over half a century. Why did you leave? Where did you go? How were you able to forget me? In addition to a touching love story, The Stationery Shop offers a great deal of history about the politics of Iran, which makes it even more interesting to me. In fact, after reading this book, I had to look up the 1953 coup, and I discovered that our own U.S. CIA had a huge hand in what happened. According to NPR, the CIA's planned coup to overthrow the Democratic Prime Minister of Iran was led by senior officer Kermit Roosevelt Jr., the grandson of President Roosevelt. Over the course of 4 days in August 1953, Roosevelt orchestrated two attempts to destabilize the government of Iran, forever changing the relationship between that country and the U.S. NPR further explains that Mohammad Mossadegh was a beloved figure in Iran. During his tenure, he introduced a range of social and economic policies, the most significant being the nationalization of the Iranian oil industry. Great Britain had controlled Iran's oil for decades through the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. After months of talks, the Prime Minister broke off negotiations, though, and denied the British any further involvement in Iran's oil industry. Britain then appealed to the U.S. for help, which eventually led the CIA to orchestrate the overthrow of the Prime Minister and restore power to the last Shah of Iran. Those of us who are of a certain age will remember the overthrow of the Shah in 1979 and that he ended up in the U.S. This led to the Iranian hostage crisis, in which 52 Americans were held hostage in Iran for over a year. Along with the interesting history, The Stationery Shop is also a sweet, poignant story of love and family obligations, and the role society and politics play in our personal lives. Without giving too much away, It is, in the end, a story of missed chances and regret, of plans and fate, and of forgiveness and understanding. If you like to be swept up into a beautiful story, I highly recommend The Stationery Shop. If you also like a dose of history with your stories, I recommend it even more highly. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.